you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday. It's August 13th, 2018. New week, new start. You know what? But I was thinking, we never got to share about last Monday's Prime Life Times gathering, the whole team.
Yeah.
Because by the time Tuesday rolled around and we read your story, and that really basically took up the whole program, and then Wednesday and Friday, Jason and I were on various topics and talking about things, and I think I referenced that we had that neat Facebook posting, a lot of likes and people getting to see the 11 staff members, not including the distribution team. Some of the other helpers behind the scenes. Yeah, we had all 11 of us.
That's quite a meeting.
Sat down and talked a lot of energy. And maybe you're unfamiliar. What staff are they talking about? Well, with this radio ministry, we acquired, I guess, about 11 months ago, because we're working on our 11th month, the September edition of the Prime Life Times. We acquired this paper. And how did we acquire it? Well, it was a total God thing. I think I've told the story a time or two, but basically an individual that started it 27 years ago, Dr. William Gingold, he and his wife Phyllis identified us as the blessed recipients of this that they started and thought we'd be a good fit. And lo and behold, after some prayer and talking to my board, they all thought it was a good thing. In fact, they thought it was a God thing, and that's why we moved forward. And so for the last 11 or so months, we've been putting this paper together, and we're going to read some stories today. But we had the first time gathering of everyone. Karen Harrison, who's the office manager for Great News Radio, is also a proofreader.
A very good one.
We've talked about that, Jason and I. And so we had our sales team in here, and then like you and Rob, who do, well, you're the editor-in-chief, and Rob's the copy editor.
And the good one. One of the best.
And then we had a graphic artist that puts this all together. So we had everyone in the room to talk about the future of this paper, and Bob Dickey's kind of our vice president of operations.
He had the agenda.
He keeps us on track.
That's hard.
He's been working, actually, delivering papers on the side and getting new distribution areas, and that's why we've been talking about these 11 counties that we currently serve, and we're identifying maybe two more counties, if not three or four more, as we head into Indiana. So our Iliana. Yeah, we'll be maybe referencing more Iliana to include our great Indiana listeners and our Indiana Prime Lifetimes readers as we branch into Covington and maybe towards Crawfordsville and other areas.
Nancy Brain
has been kind of heading that up as our PR person. Great representative who's creating all this material and advancing the influence of the paper into new locations and new distribution areas and marketing it to a lot of new advertisers. So,
well, we didn't really even order enough this time.
Yeah,
we're growing so fast.
I think 19,500 were delivered, and we're down to the last dozen bundles.
I know.
And it's like only mid-month. Like, do I order some more? And
our stands can't go empty.
Yeah, so very exciting times. But the gathering was an energy-filled room on how we see God using in the days ahead. We had it all prayed up to begin with. A number of us just prayed, Lord, allow us to hear your voice and understand the intention of this paper and how it can best facilitate his work, which is providing great content and information and hopefully in subtle and not so subtle ways, introducing people to the saving work that Jesus has done. And that's primarily through the paper done by helping them learn of the radio ministry.
Yeah.
But we have like Joey Kroll and other Christian authors that give word or story to things that God is doing through people and through circumstances. Anyway, it was an exciting time, and if you missed out on that, you can see it through my Facebook page. Some other people Facebook page
forwarded the picture,
and I think we talked a little about it on one of the programs last week. Anyway, so we have our August edition. If you haven't seen it, they're going fast.
Yeah, they are.
We're going to run out before the end of the month, I'm sure.
Yeah, we are.
But this was a beloved edition, as we put a lot of great stories in here. And thank you, God, for the advertisers. In fact, there's one advertiser. We talked about her at length last week, and we had her on.
Yeah.
Pat Milchek from Paxton area. Yeah. Well, she's from Paxton, but she has a lot of clients and customers from throughout the area. Well, we were getting a quote from her because she sold on the paper and sold on the advertising that she did. And she said, I got to stop advertising in the paper. There's too many people coming. I'm working too hard. I'm running out of things. So I'm not going to advertise next month. Do you like that?
That's kind of a mixed blessing.
I don't know how I feel about that. I want her advertising dollars.
But wow, it worked for her.
Yeah, so she's such a sweetie. And if you stop by the Great News Radio Center, you'll see her display in the bay window. Her and Gloria Dickey put that together. I have to say Bob Dickey also helped a little. He stood out and said, nope, move this way. Hey, let's change the color.
Let's give him credit for doing that.
Yeah, he had some input on that.
But Gloria and Pat put it together.
Yeah, so if you stop by Lincoln Square, you'll see our, I guess you would call it, our West Bay window. The East and the West Bay window. Pat's is filled up with all sorts of custom hats that she put, along with some hat boxes and some other fun things.
Yeah.
So speaking of the prime lifetimes, let's start from the back and work
forward a little.
Give me some of the things that you thought made this unique and special and why every single Great News Radio listener needs to find a copy or read it online.
Okay.
Show it off for us.
Oh, gracious.
What are you proud of in this edition?
I think that Diane Buller's article, Every Season Has a Story, Summer. Okay. This one is called Summer. Is very winsome, a beautiful article. Rob thought so too. I sent it to him. I said, I love this. And he wrote back, he so liked it too. It's just touching.
Yeah, maybe we can get Diane maybe this next week to
That'd be great.
Come in and read her story. Yeah, her and her husband supported our big 20th anniversary celebration.
Yeah.
And so we'll see if her schedule allows and we'll have her read a story.
She's
so are we going to start
it
from the beginning and work back or from
start from the back if that's what you
want to do. Yeah, let's do something different because we got a picture of that good-looking Joey Kroll.
Oh, yeah. He's on the back page this time. That good-looking Joey Kroll.
Yeah, good
Are
things inside and out. Am I earning some kudos? In fact, we did some training over the phone last Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
I called him up. Instead of having him drive all the way in and sitting out at the radio tower, I said, hey, let's have you remotely log in. Phil Shepard has done some training.
He didn't think that sounded fun, sitting out at the radio tower.
Yeah. He wanted to be so close to me. You know,
out in the middle of nowhere
well,
with you.
Well, and that radio tower is kind of tight, so two bodies in there, it's like already,
I'm sure you can
give
manage.
Me my room back. You're too close to me. Hey, you touched me.
Oh, yeah, God.
Yeah. Mommy,
That's
Joey's
right.
touching
He's
me.
He's on my side then. Yeah.
But anyways, for about 3 hours, now, we were only over the phone about an hour and a half, and then I watched him, observed him. But he was scheduling music and learning problem solving and programming and other things that, you know, you can do remotely and then log in and then watch things and evaluate and then check the daily program routine. And like some of the programs we get for the weekend, you can review that. Anyways, I was training him on how to do that in the event I can't do it or to shoulder some of the burden, you know, when I go out to the tower all the time. He can do it remotely now.
Well, you usually go out in the middle of the night, don't you?
That was the other night, 2 a.m. to 10 a.m.
You told me about that.
Yeah, but I got a lot of stuff done while
done.
I was out there, but I was waiting for technicians to call back.
Man.
And so we got that all resolved. In fact, the Lego man, he's called me or texted me 3 different times to say, that's a repeat program.
And
so then I said, well, I'll try to get it resolved. And I thought it was all shaking hands, everything was working. And then the next day it happened again. Before it aired, I was able to manually retrieve these programs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, okay, so now it'll be fixed. And it wasn't. And so luckily, it's all fixed. Thank you, God. It's one of those where I just needed a software update for some of the equipment so they would shake hands and understand each other. And
so now it's a brand new week.
Yeah.
Everything's organized.
Let's just pray everything. A couple other little issues still have to work in the Fithian Tower and another thing with the nitrogen tank that Herb so wonderfully rescued me and we got installed. I guess it's a couple weeks ago now.
Yeah.
That's still leaking, so I got to figure out, is it something
that
in the transmission line? Is it in this other line? Or do I have to bring in the high-priced tower climbers that will cost thousands of dollars because they have to methodically go up the transmission transmission line and look for the leak. And
everybody start praying.
But I guess that's why they pay me the big bucks. Oh, the bucks anyway. So
okay.
Keeps
good
me
to
hopping.
Know.
So okay, so we got a picture of Joey Kroll on the back and his little wayside chapel.
I know.
I think I had a pastor email me the other day, so it must have been the first day this was out. Said he just loved the article, loved Joey's heart, and loved the content. Just wish it could be longer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But
yeah.
That's kind of how you want to leave people wanting more, right?
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, I heard somebody saying how much they liked his, too. I can read his.
Okay, okay. Yeah. What's it called?
The Power of Our Words.
The Power of Our Words.
I know. We should sit up straight right now.
Yeah. By Dr.
Dr. Joey Kroll. And he is.
Yes.
All right. Here it is. A young man in his 20s was interviewing for a job. The company owner was in his 60s, and he asked the young man, "So, where are you from?" "I'm from Saginaw, Michigan," said the young man. The owner asked, "What are they known for?" The young man replied, "Great hockey teams and ugly women."
Oh, geez. Oh, geez.
The owner said, "Well, son, my wife is from Saginaw,
oh,
Michigan."
Oh, yeah, that's great.
"Oh," he said, "what team does she play for?"
Oh, yeah.
That's tragic.
Yeah.
There goes that job. Our words can get us into trouble. There have been times I've said the wrong thing at the wrong time. I've had my share of putting my foot into my mouth. In the book of James, we see how important the tongue is.
Mm-hmm.
It says in James 3:5, "How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire." And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness.
Hmm.
We see here that the tongue is like a fire in dry grass. Most of us know the story of Mrs. O'Leary, who was milking her cow in a barn in Chicago. The cow kicked over Mrs. O'Leary's lantern, and that lantern caught the hay in the barn on fire. By the time that fire was finally under control, it had destroyed more than 17,000 buildings in the city of Chicago. One cow kicked over one lantern, and 17,000 buildings were destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
In a matter of moments, a small fire can become a big fire, and a few words wrongly used can bring such devastation and such destruction. They can change the course of a friendship, a marriage, or a relationship in an instant. The late evangelist and teacher Oswald Chambers once said, "The greatest test of a man's character is his tongue."
Hmm. Dr. Joey Kroll is a pastor, radio host on Great News Radio, and author of the book At the King's Feet, available on Amazon and at the Great News Radio Center in Lincoln Square, Urbana. You can reach Dr. Kroll by emailing at joey@greatnewsradio.org. And there's a smiling picture of him with a sport coat on, nice collared shirt.
You're taking with Joey's picture.
Ah, Joey's a good guy. Appreciate Joey. Known him for a number of years. He's told this story many times where as he was living in Clinton and working, I think, in the Farmer City area at a church, and he had a counseling business on the side.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He saw one of those "God listens, you can" do signs in his neighbor's yard. And he thought on a whim, you know, I have some radio background. I'm going to call in and see if I can volunteer. And I think at the time, he tells the story, you know, I was planning for a trip to Israel or something. I'm like, gosh, I'm in the thick of things. I'm leaving in a few days, you know. Call me or get back to me. Sometimes I'll even do that just to see if somebody's intent is really, are they going to follow through and follow up and so forth. And it was shortly after return, and he said, you know, I could do whatever.
Know,
I'd like to help. And so we met up, and thank you, God. I think that's like nearing 8 years now.
The rest is history.
That he's been helping. And now we have him using his gifts through writing and being a part of the Prime Life Times, the Wayside Chapels, his series.
And his wonderful Thursday program.
Yes, Thursday is his scripture moments on Sunday, and he does the public service announcements. And people really love the song selections that he does on Sunday. Or Sunday worship, maybe.
Yeah,
what it's called.
Sunday worship.
Sunday worship. Yeah. So Sunday worship.
Sunday worship.
Joey Kroll. Oh, okay. So that's on the back page.
Are we actually
of
going backwards?
B. Yeah. Why don't we try?
Okay.
So there's some advertisers: the Glenwood Assisted Living in Mahomet. In fact, Jason Schiffo and the church, the Community Evangelical Free Church, I think many Sundays, or at least once a month, they go and put on a Sunday service at the Glenwood.
Do they?
So they put on a worship time, a little devotional thought, maybe a 10 or 15 minute message. And
see, I really like things like that.
Senior saints. Yeah.
That stuff that churches used to do seems to be getting lost sometimes these days. I'm glad they do that.
Okay, so we're going to work backwards. So now we go to page 7 of section B. Ooh, cherry Rice Krispie treats and potato chip cookies.
Yep. Betty Schmidt, Be Inspired. She's been in this paper a long time, and she has quite a following. And I'm going to get together and have lunch with her soon. And she just seems like a delightful person.
Yeah, if you want to get her in here in the studio sometime.
Oh, that'd be fun, Mark.
Come join us. It's like when we had Pat from Paxton.
Yeah.
It was so fun to talk about her hats. We can talk about her recipes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
What inspires her? How does she determine whether she's going to have a dessert or what she's going to submit and how and why? And, yeah, all the ingredients. I know when you do the proofreading, we have to make sure that absolutely every ingredient
is perfect.
Perfectly.
Because
I think there was one point where, like, one of the ingredients was left out, and we were thinking, wow,
we caught it. We caught it.
That would be a disaster.
We caught it.
So, yep.
I like it that she always has kind of a saying at the end of her recipe. She's a very upbeat, positive person. This one was, a smile is the curve that you throw at another, and it always results in a hit. E. Roger Jones. If we knew who E. Roger Jones was, it would probably add a lot. He's probably in baseball. What do you?
I don't know
who it is.
Yeah, Roger Jones. Okay, there's our Great News Radio staff. We're glad you're here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's Miss Guthrie. She's a veteran writer and life coach, trainer. Mm-hmm. She always usually has an article she submits. That's the smart collector. You were the one that said, we need to have a smart collector. That's always an interesting thing for people that love antiques and might have that treasure in their garage that they never realized was worth thousands of dollars.
It's everybody's dream. You know, Van Gogh was in the garage. And rural memories on B5. Rob writes this column every month, and I love it. They're just so nostalgic and interesting. This one's homemade ice cream.
Yeah. Esther saw that one. And Esther, it's kind of neat. She's a little 9-year-old. We'll be starting school next Monday. And I love seeing her. She was holding the newspaper up, and she was reading this article. You know, a little kid sees homemade ice cream. And she was engaged for, like, a long time. I thought she would just glance at it, look at the picture, and move on. She was reading it.
I
was like, good for her. I don't know.
That is so great.
Yeah.
One of my greatest memories as a child is making homemade ice cream. It was so good. Oh, that's so cool. She actually read that.
Yeah. She likes looking at this paper, so that's kind of fun.
Well, I could read this poem. We have Prime Life Poets, and anybody else that would love to submit their poetry to this paper, we would love for you to do that. Mm-hmm. We have Ralph Butso.
And ideally, if you're going to submit it, have it a word processing document.
Send it
that
by
way
computer.
We don't have to retype it, and there could be, you know, a chance of it not being exactly what you wrote, or we can't read your handwriting or something.
We've had that a couple times. That's so frustrating because they're good poems. And just send it electronically to Marianne at primelifetimes.com. And so Ralph's got one in here, but this other poem, his is great, by the way. It's kind of nostalgic about kind of reunions or old graduating classes. The one I think we might want to read right now is called Don't Quit.
I like it. I like the title.
I thought you might, Mark. Okay. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is strange with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late, when the night slipped down, how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your hardest hit. It's when things seem worst that you must not quit.
Amen and amen. So stick to the fight when your hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. Whether they are, I say, the darkest moment is before the dawn.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah,
it's right. Author unknown.
Prime Lifetime's Poets. Could it be you?
Yeah.
It sure could be if you submit it. And let us know. Marianne at primelifetimes.com. Marianne at primelifetimes.com. Oh, and there's Kathleen Jennings' article.
She had her read that. Yeah.
Was that a couple weeks ago? Last week? Yeah, yeah, I guess it was last week.
The Yanks come to the Emerald Isle. Yeah.
Oh, great photos. This is worth getting this paper just to look at these photographs.
Yeah, there's some great photos in here.
Hey, we're going to finish up with Section B. Just looking at, that's a very trendy, colorful little graphic of following fashion trends is not for the faint-hearted.
Yeah, I got to say, we did on page B2, just so we don't miss this. There's not time to read it this morning, clearly, but Quotable Wisdom, an article by Rita Blockman, is really worth reading.
Yeah, she'd be another one we got to get in here.
Yeah, we do. We
got to
do this.
Stories. Oh, okay. So these are all the names of the people, from the pianist.
These are some of the names of the people that she has interviewed and are in her book, Listen to the Wisest of All. It's on Amazon. Very worthwhile, and she's just kind of quoting some things that people said.
Oh, very nice. And then, the front page of Section B. So next week we'll get to Section A.
Oh,
but pick up your own copy. Just about 200 area locations and growing. Wow.
Get them while they last at this point.
Get them while we still have them out there. And maybe you're a business and you're catching the vision of how you need to advertise your product or service.
Don't forget Pat's Hats.
Yeah,
Pat's Hats came rolling in for her.
She's saying that she can't even advertise anymore. We're drumming up so much business. So we'd hope that we could do that for you. If you have a good, valuable service that you would provide our Great News Radio listeners or our Prime Lifetimes readers, I'd love to talk with you. And we have a great sales team that can tell you all the great avenues that we can get the word out about your product or service.
It is sales, and it is advertising, but in another way, it's supporters too.
I mean, supporting this, and the advertisers are allowing these papers to go out free of charge to thousands of people. We estimate over 26,000 readers and growing each and every month, and so it's the ability that we see as this radio ministry to get these into the Walmarts, into the malls, into the grocery stores and service providers so that the general public picks it up and learns about the station and, more importantly, learns that they're loved by a God who cares for them and has laid out a plan and purpose for their lives. So it's a win-win for all. But if you're an advertiser or a business owner and you could see this as a great fit for you, let's make it work and we can talk some more. Just give us a call at the station, 217-367-7777. Or maybe you're just an individual that says, I love reading the Prime Life Times and I want to support this radio ministry. We would love that,
the
financial
really
backing.
Yeah, you
can write to us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. All right. Well, tomorrow we're going to have you back, Marianne, to talk about Memories of an African Son. We'll have another reading, and you'll be blessed, so be sure to tune in for tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends at the same time. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.